Episode 1075, Kooky Christmas, O Little Stargate of Bethlehem.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiVono, and it's our third annual Kooky Christmas.
It's just something I look forward to now. Every year, it's one of my favorite parts of our recording season.
I agree. And
it's a great way to wrap up the year.
Yeah.
Because now I'm losing track. This was season 13 or 12?
I don't know
either, but it's been 12 or 13 years of recording.
Yeah.
So this is great. Yeah. A good addition.
I agree. So we've got all sorts of good stuff planned for you over the next 4 weeks. So we will go into Christmas season proper, the end of the year, but we'll go a little bit into January, I think. But man, I've got some stuff I'm very, very excited about, and I'll just tease it a little bit. So, you know, tonight, I think we're going to get one of the more wild conspiracies that we've talked about, which is, I know, hard to believe, but man, when I saw this one, I just knew we had to do it. I feel like I've mentioned parts of it before, but I could be misremembering, but the whole thing, I know we've never talked about. Very excited for that. Next week, we're going to get into a conspiracy that is a long-standing conspiracy, but I have a very specific, we'll call it a sub-conspiracy.
All right.
That is original to me. And I actually do believe it.
Okay.
I think there's some decent, if circumstantial, evidence for it. So we'll get that next week. And then not sure what order we'll go in for the last two, but I got a couple of exciting ones, including ones that our Patreon listeners, if you're a Patreon listener, and if you're not, you should be, because we got great stuff over there. But we kind of threw it out to them. Let us know, you know, what you'd like to hear on Kooky Christmas. And there was one of the more common choices out there. I'm not going to share what it is here.
Okay.
But I'm pretty excited to that. And I have a book I'm reading right now for that one.
Well, if people go to our Patreon, can't they read their comments?
Maybe.
So listeners, if you want a sneak peek at what Ben's talking about, you can go to patreon.com/...
I don't think you can unless you're a subscriber.
Well, let's find out. patreon.com/thescifichristian.
Yeah, so subscribe just to read the comments. Find out what's coming for Kooky Christmas. But tonight's a very exciting one.
Kooky kickoff.
This is just, man, this is one of those where, for as weird as this is, the rabbit hole goes very, very deep. So I got a lot I'm going to describe about it, but I also feel like I'm only scratching the surface on what is here. So as you can tell from the title, we're going to talk about Stargates. And you think, oh, I know about Stargates. I saw that movie. No. Like, that's just the beginning. For me, when I was researching this, the Stargate twist, and I'll get into the specifics in just a second, that's what got me intrigued, and intrigued enough to say I want to do this for Kooky Christmas. Then it's like I started to dig into it, and the bottom fell off, and I realized there was a whole rabbit hole that was way different than anything I was expecting when we first got into this. All right. So let's kick off, though, by talking about George W. Bush. George W. Bush, former President Bush. And I think that George W. Bush here sitting here in 2022, there's a complicated legacy, especially around the war on terror. You know, why did we go to war? Was it as part of a regime change? Was it to institute democracy in the Middle East? Was it to prevent weapons of mass destruction? Was it for oil? You know, it's a hotly debated question, and I think will continue to be debated. And it's been interesting over the last two decades since the Iraq War began to think about, you know, what was all the different factors going in there? Clearly a huge cultural moment, and you look at how the withdrawal from Afghanistan went, it's like, man, you know, this is a complicated topic. Unless we're all wrong. Unless we're all completely wrong about why we went to war in Iraq. Because maybe the reason we went to war in Iraq had nothing to do with oil or WMDs or regime change or democracy. Maybe it actually had to do with the survival of the human race. And maybe it had to do with the survival of the human race, because the true WMD that Saddam Hussein possessed was not a nuclear bomb, not a chemical warhead, but a Stargate.
Tell us more, Ben.
So, Saddam Hussein was in possession of a Stargate, and the invasion of Iraq, Operation Iraqi Freedom, really wasn't about Iraqi freedom. It was about the recovery of this Stargate for very tactical reasons. The fact that we're still speaking to each other today, the fact that we exist as a species, as a universe, indeed as a reality, may owe itself to the U.S. forces recovering Saddam Hussein's Stargate in Iraq. But I'm getting ahead of myself.
It seems like you are way ahead.
Let's back up a little bit. First of all, when we talk about Stargate, we'll get back to that in just a second. Let's back up all the way past the Iraq War, past the complicated history of the Middle East in the 20th century. Let's go all the way back to the ancient Sumerians. Now, of course, ancient Sumer is roughly Babylon, roughly the area where modern-day Iraq is today. So you can understand how all of this got there. Now, let's talk a little bit about one of our favorite topics, ancient alien astronauts. So the ancient Sumerians were visited by an advanced technological species known as the P-45s.
Okay, who gave them that name?
Well, let me explain it to you. Because the trick is that although the P-45s appear as aliens, they appear as grays, extraterrestrials as we think about them, they're actually not. Here's the twist. The P-45s are humans from 45,000 years in the future. So ancient aliens in this scenario, in this version of the conspiracy, exist, but not as extraterrestrials, not as beings from another planet or another galaxy. They exist as us in the form of time travel.
So in the future, our bodies have changed to look like grays?
Yes, 45,000 years in the future.
Okay.
45,000 years, yes. Because here's the thing, when we start talking about Stargates, they're not Stargates like they are in the movie. They're actually time travel devices. So they don't just allow you to access another location in reality. They're actually permitting you to jump timelines, to time travel into the future. We'll get more into that as we go. The P-45s, though, are from the future, and they came back and they seeded within ancient Sumerian texts, and also likely with ancient Egyptians, instructions on how to construct a Stargate. Okay, so they essentially gave them this technology, and then you can attach all the typical ancient alien astronaut stuff, pyramids, all of that, to the P-45s meddling in their business way back then. And so they seeded all of this technology, knowing that in the early 20th century, it would be rediscovered. Indeed, Hitler was interested in Stargates. We know he was interested in occult stuff, but he was interested in Stargates. Stargates were constructed. There's about 50 Stargates in existence today, at least according to this conspiracy. So all this is thanks to the P-45s going back in time thousands of years before now, in their case, about 50,000 years into the past, to provide this technology, knowing that it would lead to Stargates being discovered and used in the 20th century. So why? Why would they do this? Well, to understand that, there's a couple of... This is where the conspiracy is going to branch a little bit. So we're going to follow various lines of this conspiracy. In this version one, the P-45s are from a future where 2/3 of humanity were wiped out in, you guessed it, 2012. You think it's 2022. Oh. Well, we're done with the 2012 conspiracies. Not so fast. The P-45s are from a future where humanity underwent a cataclysmic event in the year 2012, December 21st, 2012. We all remember that old
day. I do.
Yes. So 2/3 of humanity were wiped out at that point. Their goal was to seed this technology in the past so that it would be used. Why? because its usage is what contributed to the 2012 cataclysm. The overuse of Stargate technology is what facilitated that cataclysm and wiped out two-thirds of humanity. Okay? You're with me so far?
I think so.
All right. So what develops then in the 20th century is a clash between two shadowy groups, both of whom want different things related to our different timelines. We know that there's now two potential timelines out there. Timeline one, the cataclysm doesn't happen and humanity continues as it is. Timeline two, the cataclysm happens, at least two-thirds of humanity are wiped out, and we're now on the future timeline that the P-45s come from. We have two different groups that are fighting over the use of Stargate technology, because to prevent Timeline 2, we can't use the Stargates, because their usage is going to coincide with a celestial alignment on December 21st, 2012, which will overload all of the energy being used and lead to the downfall of humanity at that point. Okay. Your first group is somebody who I think we all know and love, the Illuminati.
Oh, they're back.
They never left. So the Illuminati are allied with the P-45s. They are seeking to continue the usage of Stargate technology because they want to bring about this cataclysmic downfall of humanity so that they can move in and rule humanity more effectively, use it to control humanity following the downfall. So that's the Illuminati. They're elite. They're ultimately trying to control humanity. On the other side is a group that I wasn't familiar with, but they actually show up in a number of conspiracies. It's the Majestic 12. Have you ever heard of the Majestic 12?
It does sound vaguely familiar, but I don't think I know a lot about them.
So the Majestic 12 were instituted by Harry S. Truman. In the conspiracy, there are documents out there, and there's vicious debates on actually the documents supporting the Majestic 12 are kind of interesting, because to back out of the narrative for just a second, there are these documents that exist, and there's of course the typical debate about are they real or not. There's a third possibility, which is that they were a deliberate misinformation campaign on the part of our intelligence agencies to redirect. But the Majestic 12 show up in all sorts of UFO conspiracies. Allegedly, they were constituted to investigate various extraterrestrial technology, including the Roswell crash, Area 51, all of that. The main person who this version of the conspiracy comes from is a guy named Dan Bursich, who's a microbiologist who worked for the Majestic 12, or at least so he claims. So the Majestic 12 are all about, we got to stop using the Stargate technology in order to prevent Timeline 2 from happening, and that will prevent the cataclysm, and future goes on as it was. All right, so all of this goes to say that the fact that we're speaking here today, two-thirds of humanity have not been destroyed. The Majestic 12 won. They won, and getting Saddam's Stargate back was another part of it. And by the way, the usage of the Stargate technology is Operation or Project Looking Glass.
Is the Majestic 12 specifically an American organization?
Yes.
Okay. And then the Illuminati, that's a global organization.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So in version one of this conspiracy, that's how things played out. It's interesting because Dan Bursich has kind of disappeared. Like, all the videos of him out there are from like 20 years ago at this point.
So when you say he's disappeared,
I haven't been able to find anything recent from him.
What does that mean to you?
I don't know. It could mean he just isn't on the internet anymore, but... Or you know, once 2012 passed, he lost steam a little bit, but I don't know.
So there were a bunch of videos of him saying, "We won't know."
Oh yeah, I didn't watch the whole things, but there's like 5 hours of interviews with him out there.
So he was saying, "We'll know if Christmas, you know, 2020, 2012.
Yeah.
If we get to Christmas 2012, it's been prevented and we're fine."
Yeah, that's at least the upshot from what I've been able to gather.
So he was doing interviews not knowing which team was going to win.
Yeah, the interviews are for like 2002, 2003.
Although, technically, he might have been lying.
Right. Well, probably not. So, I mean,
not for Kooky Christmas.
He seemed trustworthy. All right. So that's version one. Version two The big difference here is what happens in 2012. So version 2 is a little bit different. There's no reference to P-45s, all of that, at least as far as I would have gathered. This is put on by a guy named David Wilcock, and he's still alive and well and making videos on the internet, so we don't have to worry about, you know, if he was disappeared by one of the various intelligence agencies. So in this case, this one's a little bit more interesting. Well, I don't know, more interesting, but it's interesting in different ways. So in this case, the governments of the world are using Stargate technology, Looking Glass technology, which, by the way, according to David Wilcock, in the video of his I watched, the movie Contact is a coded exploration of Stargate technologies. The Stargates in question actually look like the device in Contact that Jodie Foster uses to go through the wormhole. There's two possibilities with that. Number one is that Contact is a conspiratorial dog whistle to certain groups to let them know about the existence of Stargate technology. Option two is that the conspirators watched Contact and were inspired. I think we all know which one is more likely, and it's option one.
But why? So, yeah, I was going to ask him. Maybe he did just answer it. I can't figure out why they would want a message
that,
in Contact.
That part's always a little vague, you know?
The secrets. That's the power.
Yeah. But the Illuminati do like to have their imagery in things.
That's true. Look at the dollar bill.
Yeah, it could have been. Exactly. And David Wilcock had something to say about the dollar bill as he was screening things of Contact. But, you know, or it could have been a whistleblower. And it's like a subtle way to start to get the message out. We're going to, hey, Robert Zemeckis, do you want to sneak this into Contact? Yeah, great. Anyway, that's I'm sure it's genuine. So the big difference, though, is 2012. So in this case, governments of the world are using Looking Glass technology, and they're using it in order to be able to look into the future and plan their actions accordingly. Okay, so we're going to take this action. We're going to use the Stargate technology to go into a future where we've taken that action. How does that work out? So they're able to use probability to determine we do X. There's this percentage chance that this will be the outcome. So they're using it to plan out the future. Great. Like, this is a winner. You know, you think of all sorts of great uses for this. You're having a debate, you know, what should we do about healthcare? Or here's idea A, idea B. Well, let's just use the Stargate and go in and see how they're both panning out and go from there. You know, you could solve a lot of debates this way, but there's a problem, which is the closer you get to 2012. So keep in mind, this is happening throughout the 20th century. So, you know, you're 1960 and you want to go see how things are playing out in 1980. You're good. You're good. You want to go see how they're playing out in 1990. You're good. But the closer you get to 2012, 2008, 2009, what the people who were using the Stargate technology were actually experiencing was like an interlacing of two images. So realities were starting to blur as they got closer and closer to 2012. After 2012, they couldn't see anything. Reality is just white. You know, it's like stops. They stop being able to see anything in the future after 2012. So what happened? Like, what happened that at 2012 that caused that? Well, we're in version 2 of the conspiracy, and allow me to branch again, and we're going to have version 2A and version 2B. Version 2A is the happier version, which is that it's a victory for consciousness. So the travelers, Stargate travelers who approached 2012 and indeed got up to 2012 when they got to this pure white reality, they experienced a godlike transcendence where time and space ceased to have any meaning. When they came out of it, it seemed to them as though an eternity had passed, and they experienced transcendence. So 2012 thus represented the awakening of human consciousness to a new level.
Kind of 2001-ish.
Yeah, a little bit. Now you could say, well, why haven't we noticed that? Well, maybe we have. You know, I don't know. It's the convergence of all these different timelines. And it also represented the defeat of evil forces seeking to control us. So this is a very happy, happy thing. There's an alternate version of it. And this is a little bit more intriguing to me. because it says that 2012 represented the moment where the elite's control over us would slowly begin to be revealed. The reason why this is intriguing to me is that in real life, we're watching the erosion of trust in experts before us, whether it be the news media, whether it be science, medicine, all of that. We've gone down some of those rabbit holes over on the Uncensored feed. It's like, you know, I think the pandemic for a lot of people was a moment where you realized, wait a second, I had X amount of trust in institutions, and now I'm starting to question a lot of that. Now, you can be on board with that or not, but for a lot of people, that resonates. A lot of people listening to this, that resonates. The idea of like, wow, over the last decade, our eyes have started to be open to the way institutions work and don't work. Like, even think of Trump. You can love Trump, hate Trump, be indifferent to Trump. Like, Trump was this wrecking ball that just sort of exposed all of this stuff. So in this version, you could make a strong case that a chain of events began in 2012, more or less, that have led to the erosion of trust in experts. And if we want to be conspiratorial, and it's kooky Christmas, so of course we want to be conspiratorial, of the elite's control over us through corrupt bureaucracies and institutions, you could make an argument that that tide really began to turn around 2012.
That's kind of crazy.
So there's that. Version 2B, though, of this, so going up a branch here, is that it's not a victory of consciousness, it's the end of free will. Meaning that, why did reality go white at 2012? It's because all these different timelines converged. And so free will stopped having any meaning after that point. Now, why? I don't know. It just did.
That's what it says.
But you think of things like, what's a prominent internet meme that's come to the forefront in the last decade? A Mandela effect, which of course I think is nonsense. But what if the Mandela effect is actually that? The convergence of all of these different timelines. And again, the timing of 2012 is oddly curious at this point.
Is that around the time that, when did people first start identifying the Mandela effect? Well, with that name.
It's interesting because although I was not able to confirm this, I saw one reference online that Dan Bursich had been referencing the Mandela effect back in his early 2000 videos, long before it would have been in the internet parlance.
And so would he have, I can't remember with what you were saying earlier about him, did he have knowledge of the future that we shouldn't have had?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so kind of wild. So all that to say that choices have, in this version of the timeline, choices have ceased to matter because we're all just in a singular monolithic timeline illusion. Free will's now an illusion. There's no more branching of reality, and here we are.
Wow, that's 2012. Kind of sad.
So yeah, there's a lot of possibilities out here. Like I said, there's kind of the tip of the iceberg. Well, when I saw Saddam Hussein as a Stargate, I thought, oh, that'll be kind of fun. And then I realized, holy crap, there's this whole time travel, yeah, future war thing that's going on.
You always make me feel like kind of creepy and uncomfortable.
You should feel a little creepy and uncomfortable.
Christmas.
But you know what? Let's take comfort in one thing as we wrap up this episode. Lots of things that are going on here, lots of possibilities, P-45s, future wars, versions of humanity from the future coming back to try and control us, the Illuminati, the Majestic 12, it's all confusing, but I think there's one thing every single one of us can agree on. Thank God Saddam Hussein doesn't have a Stargate. That guy, not responsible enough for one.
I think we can all agree to that.
I think we can be glad that we don't live in a world where Saddam... Well, we don't live in a world with Saddam Hussein, period. But if we did, I'm glad he doesn't have a Stargate anymore.
Well, listeners, that's it. The kickoff to Kooky Christmas has commenced.
Yeah, I hope it was a good one.
It was a good one. Thank you for... I kind of know some of the ones that are coming up. I won't tease it here. You've given enough teases.
Yeah, I want to... Just let it be revealed.
We've got some fun weeks ahead of us, listeners. So that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Bendy Bono.
And we're the Sci-Fi Christians, signing off.
Goodbye.